Good to Great, Disc 2.
The Window and the Mirror. Alan Wurzel's plowhorse comment is fascinating in light of two other facts. First, he holds a Doctor of Jurisprudence degree from Yale. Clearly, his plowhorse nature had nothing to do with a lack of intelligence. Second, his plowhorse approach set the stage for truly best-in-show results. Let me put it this way. If you had to choose between a dollar invested in Circuit City or a dollar invested in General Electric on the day that the legendary Jack Welch took over GE in 1981 and held to January 1, 2000, you would have been better off with Circuit City by 6 times. Not a bad performance for a plow horse. You might expect that extraordinary results like these would lead Alan Wurzel to discuss the brilliant decisions he made. But when we asked him to list the top 5 factors in his company's transformation, ranked by importance, Wurzel gave a surprising answer. The number 1 factor was luck. We were in a great industry, with the wind at our backs. We pushed back, pointing out that we selected the good to great companies based on performance that surpassed their industry's average. Furthermore, the comparison company, Silo, was in the same industry, with the same wind and probably bigger sales. We debated the point for a few minutes, with Wurzel continuing his preference for attributing much of his success to just being in the right place at the right time. Later, when asked to discuss the factors behind the enduring nature of the transformation, he said, "The first thing that comes to mind is luck. I was lucky to find the right successor." Luck. What an odd factor to talk about. Yet the good to great executives talked a lot about luck in our interviews. In one interview with a Nucor executive, we asked why the company had such a remarkable track record of good decisions. He responded, "I guess we were just lucky." Joseph F. Coleman III, the Level 5 transition CEO of Philip Morris, flat out refused to take credit for his company's success, attributing his good fortune to having great colleagues, successors, and predecessors. Even the book he wrote, a book he undertook at the urging of his colleagues, which he never intended to distribute widely outside the company, had the unusual title, "I'm a Lucky Guy." The opening paragraph reads, "I was a very lucky guy from the very beginning of my life. Marvelous parents, good genes, lucky in love, lucky in business, and lucky when a Yale classmate had my orders changed to report to Washington, D.C. in early 1941, instead of to a ship that was sunk with all hands lost in the North Atlantic, lucky to be in the Navy, and lucky to be alive at 85.